While you wait for DoorDash to deliver that $14 taco from Taco Bell,
listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Why, it's right now.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking.
95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Over the weekend, they kicked off the 50th season of Saturday Night Live.
That seems a little crazy to
hear. Yeah, it started in 1975.
That's a lot.
That's a long time ago.
And, of course, it was the first time back since the summer. And, you know, Saturday Night Live kind of has that mentality of, I know you've all been joking about all the weird things that have been happening, but we haven't been around to say it. So
right.
We're going to get, in the first episode, all the jokes that we've been making all summer.
It's kind of like when we were off for a year and we were doing jokes around our family.
Yeah.
But we didn't save them up to do them right now. Yeah.
Exactly. Saturday Night Live, of course, took every opportunity to get into the political campaign, which,
right.
You know, like when they were still on from last season, Joe Biden was the, you know, nominee for, you know, the other side of the ticket. So, like, they had a lot to talk about. They went to what were like fake conventions for each candidate, and they roasted everybody. Not the funniest skit. It was long.
But they some of the imitations were pretty good.
They were pretty good. Like Trump, the guy they have doing Trump, who's from Nashville.
He's actually really good.
He's excellent.
They're doing freak-offs with the dogs, and they're making the geese watch. It's very sad.
And, of course, Maya Rudolph came back and did her
Kamala Harris, yeah.
Emmy-winning performance for Kamala Harris.
Together, we can end the drama-la. And go relax in our pajamas.
The other guest stars that joined the crew were comedian Jim Gaffigan, who did a really good Tim Waltz impression.
He he's from that same area.
The Midwest,
I love this country. And as a former teacher, I need the money. This suit is from Costco. It's a Kirkland brand. They make great dog food.
It brings that big dad energy.
Exactly. And then longtime SNL alum, they brought out for Joe Biden.
Right. Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you for putting Joe country Biden. First and for handing over the reins.
I didn't want to.
And it was awkward. He goes and sniffs her hair and does all the little
And they did get Trump's running mate, Vance, to come out on. And they had a really funny skit where they moved the bulletproof glass.
Yeah, as soon as Trump was done.
As soon as Trump left. Yeah, JD, they take a shot at him.
And so much we love Donald Trump. And just this afternoon, he told me, JD, you're like a son to me because I don't like you and I'm stuck with you.
So it was an all right episode. Kind of had hits and misses, but next week is going to be one not to miss.
That's
October 5th.
Yeah.
Nate Bargatze, who had the best, absolute, craziest, funniest skit and episode of the entire last season.
He's coming back. He set the bar pretty high, so you know the pressure's on.
Yep. Nate can do it. Him and Coldplay for next week.
That's going to be good. Woody and Jim Show Joke Off, brought to you by no one, because no one wants to have their name associated with this.
It is an embarrassment to us all, but people seem to like it.
Yes, they like to hear us suffer, and the first person to laugh loses our game as we tell bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth.
All right, let's begin.
Okay.
Dramatic music, please. Woody, my handyman tiled my roof for free.
Did he?
Yeah, he said, it's on the house.
Jim, have you heard the joke about deja vu?
No.
Jim, have you heard the joke about deja vu?
That was close.
That was a terrible joke. I would have been really ashamed of you if you'd laughed at that one.
My wife found a spider in her house.
Yeah.
She told me to take it out. So I did. Had a few drinks. Pretty nice guy.
The spider. Jim, did you know a kangaroo can jump higher than a house?
No.
It makes sense because houses can't jump.
Facts.
That was awful.
Woody, I couldn't figure out how to fasten my seatbelt, but then it clicked.
Ah. Jim, I felt uncomfortable driving through the cemetery. The GPS said, you've reached your final destination.
Spooky. Don't get mad at lazy people, Woody.
Why?
They didn't do anything.
Jim, my pet frog broke his leg. He's unhoppy.
That hurt.
That hurt.
That physically hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elton John got his rabbit a treadmill. Can we hear the music?
Sorry.
It's a little bit.
That doesn't count if you laugh at your own joke.
No, it screwed it up because I missed the musical cue. Oh. And that's all right. I was supposed to sing It's a Little Fit Bunny.
A Little Fit Bunny.
It's an Elton John joke. Yeah. It just went horribly. I blame you, though.
Yeah, you should blame me. Jim, I used to have a girlfriend that flipped houses.
Really?
She was very strong.
Woody, never criticize your significant other's
This is going really
this is
well.
So Monday.
What a relief we have no one listening to this.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead.
If this was a horse, they would humanely put it down.
Mm.
Never criticize your significant other's choices.
Why?
Because you happen to be one of them.
True. You know, Jim, the best gift I've ever received was a broken drum.
Really?
You can't beat that. Okay.
It was a terrible joke.
We've thrown in the towel.
But I like the delivery. The delivery was funny.
Sometimes it does make it. All right. The Woody and Jim Joke Off. We do it every Monday. If you have any terrible jokes you'd like to send us, feel free to do that or write down the jokes that we tell and tell them to your uncle.
I really need to stop drinking a whole bottle of cough syrup before
we come in here.
I know, it's just terrible.
But you don't cough for the entire show.
That's true.
Does running away from Monday count as cardio?
If it does, I think we're all in pretty good shape.
We're in pretty good shape. Yeah, we had to run away from it. Monday.
We're here. Yeah. It's raining just like it was when the weekend started.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a full circle moment. We were hanging out together on Friday night out in the rain. Luckily, there was cover.
Yeah.
As my girlfriend Melissa's daughter, Allison, got married.
Yep. And I was there. She needed a bartender.
Uh-huh.
So. I was bartending. Woody was there in salute to the couple's good wishes, and it was a good time.
Yeah, we all got to dress up and have a good time. And
it was windy, it was cold, it was rainy, but nobody cared.
Yeah,
it was great.
Now they set up a QR code for you there. You get tips.
Yeah,
because that's the way we do now because nobody carries money with them.
Yeah, so I had like a tip jar that. Some people had money.
Oh, okay.
But yes, Allison, the bride, put up a little thing with my QR code so people could Venmo me money as tips. And it was good. You sent me a tip. I'm sending it back.
No.
I'm sending it back. They already paid me to be there.
The fun thing about Venmo is that you can, you know, when you put what it's for.
Yes. And it's hilarious.
And it's like you can put anything you want because it's the internet. I have to admit, a couple of years ago, I did find out you can't put anything up there.
There are limits to the little memo you can put with your payments.
Because my ex-wife, I give her alimony through Venmo.
Okay.
And so one time I sent the Venmo, I said, for, what is it, Taliban reinitiation fee, or membership renewal. And it flagged it, and all of a sudden it said, no, we're holding all your money, and we can't do anything.
Oh, my God. Like,
it's just a stupid joke. I'm sorry.
It's a joke.
A Monday after a rainy weekend. Hey, let's change that attitude.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood.
Maybe you don't need happiness. You just need motivation. There is a teacher, an art teacher in Louisville, Kentucky, who's going viral for the motivational speech she gives the kids every morning and has them Repeat after her.
You don't gotta be perfect.
It don't gotta be perfect.
It just gotta be done.
It gotta be done.
Let's not be hard on ourselves along the way.
Let's not be hard on ourselves along the way.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Cause life's hard enough.
Cause life's hard enough.
After all.
After all.
This is just a pain.
This is just a pain.
There's greater things in life.
There's greater things in life.
To be stressed out about.
Painting
is not one of them, baby.
Yeah, I love that.
You can substitute anything for painting that you want in your life. And, you know, it's, don't be so hard on yourself.
Exactly. And people are sometimes. They're the worst critics.
Oh, yeah,
so
totally.
Just relax. Give yourself a break.
Yeah.
You got out of bed. That's a major accomplishment.
You're already ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
There you go. From our Eurostone studios, three things you want to know to get your day started.
Big rainy weekend. What did people do? They went to the movies. Number one movie at the box office.
Sometimes to survive, we must become more than we were programmed to be.
The Wild Robot, and made $35 million.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are wanting a costume from Spirit Halloween, which if there's not one near you, there will be soon. and you're too lazy to go, Uber Eats has teamed up with Spirit Halloween. You pick out the costume, you pay for it, and Uber Eats will go and pick it up for you and bring it to your house.
I like it.
If you're that lazy, if you don't want to go in there.
You know,
or maybe you just don't want to be seen in a Spirit Halloween store. There's that possibility, too.
It was a funny skit on an SNL about
it
Spirit
was
Halloween
funny, store. Because yeah. You know, you walk into Spirit Halloween, what this used to be.
Yeah. It's a failed business. So the good news is the Titans didn't lose in NFL football yesterday.
That's true.
They also didn't play because they play tonight in Miami. Mm. And yesterday was also a streak that has made some headlines. It has been 1,000 days since the Titans scored 30 points in a football game.
Wow.
It's been since 2021 that they've scored 30 points in a game.
It's
not good.
They're playing in Miami, so at least the weather will be warm for them.
If you don't win, just bring back souvenirs.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Do you have a cute name for your Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi because my son set it up. My son does IT.
So
he's our tech guy. And, just being a wise ass, he said, your Wi-Fi is now called Death Hawk.
Death Hawk.
So it sounds like a drone missile or something.
Yeah.
possibly to scare people away.
Yeah.
Do you have a silly Wi-Fi?
Well, you know, I'm all about Batman. I love Batman. So it's Woody's Batcave. Okay. Yeah, so if you're driving around Murfreesboro, don't log on. There's a lot of people are sharing some of the funniest Wi-Fi, network names.
I love these, FBI surveillance van outside your house.
Right. Here's one. Every day I'm buffering.
That's just awesome.
Pretty fly for a Wi-Fi. That's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. That's clever.
Rebellious Amish family.
You got to think about that one.
Yeah,
for
even
a
though the internet will steal their soul, they're still all about it.
All right.
And this is my favorite one. It's called just Mom, It's This One.
Oh, that's classic.
Because you know you have to, you point to it and what's the password?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Every time I go to visit my wife's parents' house, it's like, hey, what's the Wi-Fi? You know, we're going to be staying there a couple of days. And they're like, we don't know. They could use the mom that's
this one.
They don't know their own Wi-Fi.
Honorable mention to this one, too. It's called It Hurts When IP.
IP.
Works out together.
It's just
awful. It's awful and terrible. Yeah.
95.1
in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM.
So we were just talking with our brand new intern, Maddie, who's going to MTSU and is new to the Nashville area.
So you're discovering all kinds of new things about America's Music City.
Yes.
I had the thing come up on my news feed about the couple that apparently was getting nasty in a window on Broadway, and everybody at Jason Aldean's bar in the daytime is staring out the out the window of the bar at the couple across the street.
It wasn't what I expected to see. Someone else had mentioned that this was the most Nashville thing that they had seen. So I had expected something completely different.
There's actually an Instagram account. It's called, what is it, Drunk Broadway?
Yeah, yeah. The Hawk Tua Girl got famous over the summer on Broadway. Nashville does have, I guess, we're getting a reputation.
It was my second day moving here, or since I moved here, and I went to the Grimes record store. I just looked over, and there was a couple having fun in their car.
And you saw a couple doing something very grimy.
Yeah. Does it make sense?
They weren't hurting nobody, and they were putting on a show. They should have had their Venmo thing in the window so you could send them a tip. We like to torture ourselves and you with another Woody and Jim joke-off. If you're not familiar with the concept, we tell bad jokes, dad jokes, if you will, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Saw people at the movies a couple days ago, and they said, those jokes are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I love when you do it. I think because we take all the heat for it.
Right, right.
Yeah, and they can just laugh at will with no consequences.
That's right. Yeah, you can feel free to laugh as much as you want. Maddie, our intern, is here. You can laugh if you want, but you probably won't.
You can groan. Yeah. You can groan. It's okay.
Any sort of body sound you want to make is fine.
Or throw things at us.
Yeah, that's all. Also good, too.
Let's begin. First person to laugh at the other person's joke loses.
Jim, a guy walked into a bar. He lost the limbo contest.
I thought you were going to say, and it hurt.
That was an alternate punchline.
Okay.
All right.
We think too much alike. Mm. I just got back from the airport where I saw a guy pass out and fall onto the baggage carousel.
Really?
He's okay. He's slowly coming around.
I see that. That's cute. Jim, a friend asked me, my kid won't eat fish. What do you think is a good replacement? And I said, a cat. Cats love fish.
Good twist. Mm-hmm. Good twist. Made me smile.
It was kind of a, Tarantino ending.
The cowboy adopted a dachshund at Nashville Humane Association.
Really?
Why? He was told, get along, little doggy.
Jim, they always say that exercise helps in decision making. That's very true. Ugh. I went for a run yesterday and I made a decision never to do that again.
Facts.
Not really a joke, just a slice of life.
Woody, in my career as a lumberjack.
Yes.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
I'd cut exactly 2,325 trees. You know how I know that?
Mm-hmm.
I keep a log.
Jim, today is the last day of September. If you carve a pumpkin before October, you know what it's called? It's called premature ejack-o'-lantern. Didn't make it.
Oh, I held out.
You did. You held. That was tough.
Woody, which bear is the most condescending bear?
Hmm.
A panda. I gotcha. You almost got me, and then I got you.
I've actually heard that joke before.
Maybe that's why you started to laugh. You anticipated the joke.
Yes. 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. Hey there, it's Woody and Jim. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and postal center.
All right. Ready to play our game for the ladies in the audience? We have...
Kelsey is in
Smyrna. Hey, good morning.
Welcome, Kelsey.
And for the guys, we have Andy in North Nashville. Hey there, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
Welcome to the show. Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Start with you, Kelsey. Have you ever had a broken bone or needed stitches? If so, tell us a story. What happened?
I've got two. One, I was just growing up playing around with the neighborhood kids and fell off a fence and shattered my elbow, so I'd get a big old pink cast.
Ow.
And then I've played softball all my life, so I had a lot of ankle issues. And in college, I finally tore my Achilles tendon and had to have surgery. So.
Oh, yipes. My.
I know.
Well, you're so brave crawling over to the telephone.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I know, an award just for that. Andy, what about you? Have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
Yes, I broke my pinky finger in my left hand playing backyard touch football.
Ah, so you just tell people it's a football injury and just don't mention that it was like a touch football injury in your backyard.
Yeah, touch football. Yeah, don't want to mention that.
Yeah.
You just got touched too hard.
Yeah.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. All right, Kelsey, is the movie Blades of Glory about figure skating, sword fighting, or the guy who invented razor blades?
Figure skating.
Yes!
That is correct.
Right. Good job. Good start.
All right, Andy, your first question. Is Prince William the Prince of York, the Prince of Wales, or the Prince of Canterbury?
Prince of Wales.
Wow. That is right.
Good job.
You guys are on it, 1-1.
Okay, Kelsey, bounce back with this one. The sports teams from LSU, Auburn, and Tennessee State all share what animal mascot?
A tiger.
They are tigers.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well done. All right, Andy, let's see if you can keep pace. What is the French phrase that means social blunder? That's called a...
I'm going to use my screw.
All right.
I don't know.
That's possibly a good decision here. Let's see if Kelsey can answer this question. What is the French phrase that means social blunder?
I do not know this one, you guys. I'm lost.
Peace out on this one. Okay.
Yeah.
It was faux pas.
Faux pas.
Faux pas. It's a faux pas.
What a faux pas.
When you make a social blunder. And Andy, good use of the screw. That has tied things up 2-2 going into the last questions.
All right, Kelsey, the most interesting man in the world did TV commercials. He was the spokesperson for what imported beer?
Dos Equis.
Yes!
A rose by any other name.
A novelty pronunciation,
would
but drink yes,
just
that
as
is right.
Dos
Equis.
Andy, if you're watching The View, what Nashville TV station are you watching?
Channel 2.
Channel 2 is
two.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And look at us. We got us a tie.
We have gone to overtime. It's a lyrical Name That Tune, up to 5 lines from a song. How many lines from that song will you need to name it? Starting up to 5 with Kelsey. How many would you need?
I'll say 4.
4? Okay. Andy, you want to do it in less than 4?
I'm going to try 3.
Okay.
Kelsey, you want to try it with 2 lines or make him do it?
I'll let him try it.
Okay.
Oh, Kelsey, you should have said 2.
All right. Will this strategery work?
I am reading the lyrics that just came up, and you get 3 lines. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night. Name that song.
The Star Spangled Banger, right?
Yeah.
Did you say the Star Spangled Banger?
Well, it is a banger.
It is a banger.
It's a great song.
It's all about America. All right, good job, Andy.
Andy, we're gonna hook you up with some tickets to go see Celtic Thunder. Great,
woo!
Fantastic show at TPAC. Just for sticking around, and we're going to give you the certificate of gratification. But Kelsey, man, you were awesome.
Yeah, we hope you play again soon.
Not like you didn't take it the distance.
Yeah, no kidding. We play Gen Wars again tomorrow morning, 7:20 with Woody and Jim on 93.3 Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. Three things you want to know. Of course, one thing you want to know probably is that it eventually will stop raining. It's supposed to be nice for the rest of the week.
Good.
But over the weekend, especially in East Tennessee, they had some real problems with flooding. I guess one of the hospitals had to be evacuated. They had to helicopter people out of there.
From the roof.
From the roof. People are actually there to have patients on their back climbing up ladders.
Yeah.
It's like really horrible.
Crazy. So that in North Carolina. Yeah. Just wow.
Yeah. So hopefully that... those folks get the relief they need soon.
There's always an element of danger when you hear a story in the news about a gender reveal that is special. But one Nashville couple had the use of a tiger to help reveal the gender of their baby. They did it at the Nashville Zoo, where from behind the safety of glass, they watched the tigers circle a box that said, is it a boy or is it a girl? And then when one of the tigers finally knocked it over, they found out what it was.
It's a boy!
It's a boy! Blue ribbons showing. So don't know how they did it. Got the zoo to cooperate and do their gender reveal. Pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
Posted on TikTok by Becca, and we don't know her fiance's name. Or husband, not sure, but they are having a boy. So congratulations to Becca and her man.
That was a good plan, putting it in a box, because cats, no matter what kind of cats, house cats or tigers, they love boxes.
Gotta have,
I don't know what it is,
fun with the box. Exactly.
They have sent the SpaceX liner to go to the International Space Station to bring back the Boeing astronauts, including Butch, who was a guy from Mount Juliet.
Yeah. Are they coming back early, or they still have to stay till February?
No, they just got there, and they're not coming back till February. So it's like, hey, we rented the place for a couple of months, so you know, we're not going back yet.
They must really like it up there.
I guess so.
Or they don't like somebody down here.
Maybe that's it. Who should we send to the International Space Station?
Now that's like, they should include that with the voting for the president.
Yeah.
You know, this like the winner goes to the White House, the
loser
goes
has to go to the
space.
International Space Station. Yeah, where eventually they'll be rescued if we get around to it.
All right,
there you
are.
There you go. Great. Three things you want to know this morning, Woody and Jim in the morning. Monday show, check.
Okay. Yes.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow. What are you doing the rest of the day, Jim?
Tonight is dinner and a movie night.
Have
the whole family come over. And it's also my wife and I's anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. We've had 18 wonderful years. Been married for 30, but 18 was the good ones.
12 wasn't so good.
we're not celebrating. I think we're going to kind of push it off till the weekend.
Right.
So we'll just do our regular movie night tonight.
Very cool.
What do you got going?
I got to go to the grocery store. I got to buy a few things. Maybe get something for my grandson, Ollie, who just lost his first tooth.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's really cool. So
milestone.
Yeah. Then tonight, of course, it'll be the cautious optimism of the Titans game. They're on Monday Night Football. Will they come in second again? Signs point to yes.
Shake the ball again.